Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So I'm pregnant with our son, and I'm stressed out because my husband is really fighting me on the middle name, Charles, because it's tradition to do that in our family, named after our great-grandfather.
I understand where she's coming from, and I just don't really understand the point of it. I think this is our family, that we should be able to make the choices, that we shouldn't be hampered by years and years of what we need to do. This is a fresh start for us, I feel like.
What do you do when you're pregnant with your first son and it's tradition in your family to name all the boys and give them the same middle name as the other boys, Charles, but your husband is not on board? That's exactly what happened earlier this morning on the couples court. And joining us, it's Winter Warshaw. She's a marriage and family therapist. She's accepting referrals right now. You can find her on her website, youarecomplete.com. Winter, as a therapist, when you look at a situation like this, when you're going head-to-head against your spouse over what to name your child and you're dealing with family traditions, how do you handle that?
So I think that it's very important that couples learn how to navigate these parenting decisions and collaborate and negotiate. And they know that when they get married. They know that this is going to be a part of the deal. But it's easier said than done. It's not an easy process. In this particular case, I am leaning towards keeping the family name. And there's a few reasons for that I can share with you if you'd like to hear.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I'm really not, Winter, because I think that, you know, you said head-to-head with your spouse, Anna, but I feel like you're taking on more than that. You're going against the family, which is, you know, that's a whole thing.
Right. Well, I mean, you're going against the family if you don't take the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by taking the name, you're doing your part to preserve this close-knit, multi-generational family, which we know from the data and research is incredibly important, not just for them and not just for their in-laws, but for this kid.
So how do you convince your husband of that? And how do you have that conversation with him? Because I think that for, you know, your first reaction is when you're married, it's somebody you love and you trust. So your first thing, I know for me anyway, is to snap. Or to, like, be mean, and, you know, and be like, no, we have to do that. And, like,
right. How come you don't understand me automatically?
Exactly. So how do you approach it like a rational person and not like a woman like me that's been married for 20 years, you know?
Well, look, it's hard. We all have those moments. Like, I have those moments in my marriage. But at the end of the day, if he takes the high road on this and he does his part to keep the family peace and say, it's more important to me that my unborn son, my child-to-be, has this close-knit, tight, multi-generational family. It's more important to me that I preserve that than get my way or prove that I'm right on this one. Then he's setting up a really powerful legacy for his son. You know, he's not just modeling goodwill and generosity towards his wife. He's modeling it for the family at large and for the generations to come, truly. Like, that, he is setting up that that's the kind of dad he is. And in turn, his son will have that knowing that he's got this powerful, confident dad that doesn't always have to be right.
You know, Winter, I feel like there's other people in the family, they've had this same conversation, right? Other people, when they have their children, they probably know what it's like to have that pressure coming from both sides. So when they see you make a decision like that, they know what went into it, right? And they're going to give you credit on that forever. Like, it buys you a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, there may be something special, you know, that he needs from his wife in the future. And by starting out as parents in this culture of collaboration where we extend goodwill and generosity towards people, like, that's going to benefit him in the future. That's really a beautiful thing, establishing that those are the kind of parents they are, that they can collaborate together. So there's benefits for both of them. Truly, there are.
That's good stuff. Winter Warshaw, she's a marriage and family therapist. You can find her online at youarecomplete.com, and she's accepting referrals.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.